from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon, I'm Bob McIntyre. Based on concerns of residents along La Forest Road, especially while it's being used as a truck detour during connecting link work, Timmins Councillor Bill Gvozdanovich wants to lower the speed limit from the current 80 kilometers an hour. He has asked for reports from the City Hall Engineering Department and the Police Traffic Section before bringing an official proposal to Council.
I'm hoping that what could happen is that we could come up with a compromise and possibly level off at 70 kilometers, which I think is reasonable.
The reports are expected at the May 16th Council meeting. Negotiations continue to end the strike by about 155,000 federal civil servants. The Prime Minister says the government is making serious offers. The president of the Public Service Alliance, Chris Aylward, says Justin Trudeau should get directly involved in bargaining. The PM claims he's been intimately involved in the progress of talks and is confident the strike can end with a deal. The government could legislate the workers back to their jobs, but Liberal MPs don't want to do that. The government says it tabled a new offer today. The union says bargaining will continue through the weekend. King Charles is now the Honorary Commissioner-in-Chief of the RCMP. Official acceptance today at Buckingham Palace includes an RCMP horse named Noble and a commemorative officer's sword. This coincides with Charles's coronation and the RCMP's 150th anniversary. His late mother, Queen Elizabeth, also held the title. The Prime Minister's office has confirmed that Justin Trudeau will be at Westminster Abbey for the crowning ceremony in honor of Charles III a week from tomorrow. There's no one who knows more about what affects the youth of Timmins than that age group itself. That's why the Community Safety and Well-Being Plan engages them in something called Timmins Youth Connect. Community Strategies Coordinator Megan Baranek says by meeting once a month with whoever wants to contribute, you can bring your lived experience in social issues ranging from bullying and racism to drugs, all in confidence.
I think by creating a safe space, we're really building a good foundation for people to come and know that whatever is discussed stays within the group.
Baranek says together you can arrive at solutions while feeling safe, connected, and heard. Details are on the Timmins Youth Connect Instagram account and in the interview posted on our website. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.